Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, December 3rd, the year of our Lord, 2023. And this is the first Sunday of Advent. This is the beginning of a new church year. And it is a joy to welcome you here in this season of Advent, this time of Christmas and holiday. All of the emotions and all of the traditions that are a part of this season, and the fact that you have made your way here to the podcast is just warms my heart. It's a joy to have you here, and let's do what is our tradition here as we get together. Let's begin by just celebrating life, by taking in the breath of life and holding it and savoring it and letting it go. And as we breathe, we give thanks to God for every breath, for what is good in our lives. And as you breathe, I pray also, perhaps look toward the sky, look up at the ceiling. Think about those things that light you up inside. The best friends, the best memories, your favorite places. Those things that you're anticipating in the season ahead. Maybe allow a smile to come to your face. Thank God for it all. And in this posture, let's begin together in worship. Join with me in the opening prayer, which is an Advent candle lighting service. And my hope is this, that if you didn't sit down to the podcast with a candle and a match, that you might take this for later, maybe before dinner this evening, whether that's by yourself or if you have family with you, to pull this up on your phone and have someone read through this candle lighting liturgy to welcome Christ and Advent into your home during this season. So if you tap on the notes just to the very left of where you found today's podcast, just below there, you'll see that notes tab. Click on it, tap on it, and this will come up for you. And let's begin. O God, we light the first candle of Advent. We kindle it with hope. We long for you to come to our world, to break through and reign with compassion, justice, and peace. The prophet Isaiah also cried to God to tear open heaven and come down. He called God's people to do right. Isaiah called them to be refashioned like clay by God the potter. This Advent, we call out to God. Mighty God, creator of the world, break through all that keeps us from you. We ask for your mercy and that you will reform us in your image. This Advent, visit us with your hope, peace, love, and joy. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from Isaiah in the 64th chapter, verses 1 through 9. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Let's join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your word alive and among us. And we pray you would meet us in this moment so that we could hear your voice, that we could clearly hear what it is you have to say to us right here and now. Save us from misinterpretation and distraction, and make yourself known, we pray. We ask this in your holy name and say, Amen. Well, here we are at the beginning of the season of Advent, the beginning of a new church year. And we celebrate this psalm, this poem in Isaiah. Isaiah writing to those returning from exile, probably the first wave of those coming back from Babylonian captivity. 50 some odd years in captivity, 50 plus years in a place that is foreign to them. Coming home and trying to reorient themselves to their faith, to their city, but also a place that is new to those who've only heard about it in the stories, only heard about it in the tales told of it by the elders. It's new. It's new to all of them. There's some wisdom from Old Testament scholar Walter Brueggemann, who talks about the spirituality of the Psalms. And I believe this being not in the Psalter, but a psalm, that they can be categorized generally in three ways. Psalms of orientation, psalms of disorientation, and psalms of new orientation. And here in this passage in Isaiah, we encounter a people who are moving from disorientation to a place of new orientation. They'd been settled in Babylon for 50 some odd years, and now are returning to their ancestral home, which Isaiah takes as an opportunity of new orientation, of reorientation. God help us to reconnect. We've had this long season where we've forgotten you. We wondered if you even cared anymore. And the more distant you felt, the more we messed things up, the more we tried to take matters into our own hands. Remind us, O God, that our help, our salvation only comes from you. Things eternal, things of foundational love, things of genuine compassion, those aren't matters of our own might and our own wisdom and our own genius. They are gifts from the great God Almighty. In the prayers of the church, we often begin with a submission to God, knowing that what we need is God's intervention. When we say, God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. We have an echo of what Isaiah says. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Tear open the heavens, open the gates of heaven and come down. If it's all the same to you, God, could you please come join us here? And for each and every one of you listening, each individual person who is part of a family or a work group, has a family story and relationships, God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. O come, Emmanuel. Ransom captive Israel. Ransom me. Save me, O God. Save me from discouragement. On this Sunday, when we celebrate hope as one of the themes of the first Sunday of Advent, my hope, our hope, the foundation of it, all the fuel and the power and the energy of it come from God. A God that does indeed tear open the heavens and come down. A God that we know comes fully manifested, fully incarnate in the baby Jesus, who shows us how to live, shows us how to pray, shows us how to have faith, shows us unfailing love, and commissions us and blesses us with a gift through the power of the Holy Spirit to do the same. But it comes from God. We're saved from aimlessness. We're saved from discouragement. We're saved from hopelessness by our good God. It's no act of genius. It's nothing that we can manufacture on our own. It begins with this petition from Isaiah. Open up the gates. Tear open the heavens and come down. Make your name known. Because it seems as we survey the landscape, your name is not well known. And a regard for your name seems to have escaped us. O come, Emmanuel. Renew our hope and our wisdom and our vision. Help us to reconnect with you in this time. There have been times when you felt so distant that we lost sight of you. I mean, how many of us have good intentions in any relationship? Let's move this foundational relationship just off center for a second, our relationship with God, but things that we intended to do. We're finishing a calendar year and we're about to start a new one. 2024 is just weeks away. And many of us will very intentionally think about our goals and plans for a year ahead. Maybe even if we still keep a paper calendar, transfer things from the previous year's calendar to the new calendar. We might have meetings with our boards of directors or our family and friends and think about the things we'd like to achieve, places we want to go. But so often, over the course of a year, well, not just so often, always, life happens. Good things happen and bad things happen. People make mistakes. People betray us. People get sick and die. People up and leave us. All kinds of things happen to disrupt that plan. And sometimes those disruptions can become so profound that they push us off into a corner, and that the corner kind of feels dark and disorienting and helpless. And it, when it's really bad, it can feel hopeless. The season of Advent reminds us that we are never without hope. That God comes when we pause and we look at the map, or we take a moment to ask for directions and ask help, to say, somehow my schedule is completely blown apart. Somehow I have gotten so far off course that I can't seem to find my way back home. I can't find myself my way back to center. If in that moment we remember that our primary orientation, the first plan that we need to make, the first thing that we need to utter before we pray is, God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. I can't fix this on my own. I can't take back the thing that I said that I regret. God, come to my assistance. Lord, I can't break this habit. I can't shake this addiction. Lord, make haste to help me. That's the promise and the power of this season. Here in worship, we have candles displayed, and there's a display of five candles, four for each of the Sundays in Advent, and then a center candle, the Christ candle. Each Sunday, we add a flame. Each Sunday, the room gets brighter and brighter until on that glorious day of the birth of Jesus, when the Christ candle is lit and we're in full flame and the warmth illuminates the room. And at our Christmas Eve service, we take that Christ candle flame and we pass it to all the candles that are in the room. And we sing Silent Night in the glow of beautiful candlelight and the promise of, O come. O come, Emmanuel, is manifest in our midst. Because when each and every one of us confess Christ and hold up our Christ light, hope is restored. And we realize hope is eternal. God tears open the heavens and comes down and offers us grace and forgiveness and love and hope and joy. It is very, very good news, to which I say, Amen. And so we pray. God, thank you. Thank you for coming down and meeting us here. Thank you for reminding us that you know exactly what it is that we're going through, and promising that you'll never, ever leave us here alone. We pray over this, your good world, O God, for as disorienting as life can be, when we pause and we call out your name, we find renewed sense of purpose and direction. We pray that our earthly leaders would find such a sense of purpose and direction, that they'd respond to your voice, O God. And we pray, O God, for the vulnerable. We pray for those who feel lost, for those who find themselves in this moment feeling helpless and alone. Oh, come, Emmanuel. Save us all from our brokenness and our fear. And God, you know the prayers that we hold close, the things that we think about all the time, the challenges that we face. And so we take a moment to sit quietly in your presence and to share these things with you and listen for the sound of your voice and the assurance of your touch. We break our silence. We thank you for the gifts of peace and quiet. Help us to practice these things every day. And we celebrate our sacred stories and prayers. And we hope that you will hear us as we say together this prayer that goes by your name. Hear us as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Rejoice, rejoice. Israel.
Oh, come now, day spring, calm and cheer. Our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and dense dark shadows put to flight.
So, dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways today, I pray that the words of Isaiah would resonate in our hearts and minds, that we ourselves could call out to God, petition to God, that God would tear open the heavens and come down. He has and he will. Right into the middle of the situation that you're facing right now, into the midst of your joy and celebration, and into the midst of your heartache and challenge and despair, God with us, providing us with hope and a future. Our God, that we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, is with us and bids us peace. Go in peace. Amen.